Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 23rd day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pembeis. Masechta Peyo, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah continues the previous one and talking about the distribution of Maser Oni. Midazul, this measure that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, minimum quantities that one has to give when you're giving Maser Oni in the field. Or we mentioned, for example, when you give wheat, it has to be at least half a kav of wheat, or barley, one kav of barley. This Mishnah that we mentioned, Amura b'koyanim uvilvim uvisraelim, applies equally whether each one of the givers happens to be a kohen or a levi in Israel, whether you're a kohen and a levi, and they get their own trumas and maaseros, they also have to give from their tavua, from their produce, masa oni to the poor. And they should not give less than the measure mentioned before. That's how some learn. Rambam learns this way, Rav. Others, like Rabbeinu Shimshon, learn, no, that the Mishnah is not talking about the giving, the givers, Kohenim, Levim, Israelim, equally have to give it, but Kohenim, Levim, and Israelim, who are poor, equally are entitled and should be given the masa oni. One might have thought that, well, Kohenim and Levim get their own dues from other areas, they get Trumas and they get Maaseros, maybe they don't have to be given the minimum Shiurim that we mentioned of wheat and barley, etc., that we mentioned previously. So therefore we say, no, they have to also be given at least as a basic minimum, the Shiurim mentioned in the previous Mishnah. There is another explanation as well, but that's two of the perushim on this Mishnah, as what it means by kohenim levim israelim, givers or takers. Hoyo matzil, what happens if a person was saving the masa oni? He's got, for example, some poor relatives that haven't come yet, and he doesn't want to give all the masa oni to the poor that have come already. Says the Mishnah, notel mechza, mnoisen mechza. What he can do is he can take and reserve half of the maaser that he has for his relatives and give the other half to the poor that have come. Hoyo loy dover muat. What happens if he only had a small quantity of maaser on him? There wouldn't be enough to give each a poor person the stipulated quantity. Well, in that case, noisen lifnam. He just leaves it in front of them, the maaser on him, and v'hein mechalkin b'neim, they will divide it among themselves. According to one pirush in the Yerushalmi, the sefer means to say that if after he has taken 50% for his relatives, then there is not much left for their name, then he just gives it to them, and they divide it between themselves. That's how the Rav learns too. Mishnah Zayin. We now turn to a topic of not maaser oni and not the tithes, but rather giving to the poor, tzedakah. Now, in those days, they used to have two types of tzedakah. One was called the kupa, that was the weekly distribution of tzedakah, and one was called the tamchoi, that was a daily distribution of tzedakah, from which people would get each day for what they need. It was given particularly to people who were wandering, beggars going from town to town, or anim that were going from town to town that needed to have food for that day. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what's the quantity, what's the amount that needs to be given to an oni, to a person out of the tamchui, out of the daily portion that's been done, not the weekly one. And says the Mishnah, Ein poichasin le'oni ha'ovir mimokem le'mokem, mikikor befundiyon ma'arba soin besela. If a poor person, poor people that are wandering from town to town, must be given at least a kikor bapundion, a loaf of bread that could be bought with a pundion, a certain coin, when 4 soin of wheat are selling for a seller. Now, what does that mean exactly? 4 soin for a seller. A saw is 6 kavim. 4 soin is 24 kavim. A seller is 48 pundionim. So 24 kavin could be bought for 48 pundionim, which means that half a kav or one kav could be bought for 2 pundayonim. And half a kav would be bought for 1 pundayon. So at the time where half a kav can be bought for 1 pundayon, then the loaf of bread that would be bought using that flour, using that wheat that was selling at a rate of one half a kav for a pundayon, would be half of that yet again, a quarter of a kav to get to the finished product. And why is that? That's because the shopkeeper, the person selling, the retail outlet, would have to take out the costs, or the baker would have to take out the costs of the grinding and the baking. And therefore, if from half a kav of wheat, he would only be able to get, in the end, he would only be able to sell, half a kav being sold for a pundayon, he would only be able to sell a bread half that size, which is a quarter of a kav, for a pundayon as well. And therefore, when we are giving produce to the poor, and we mentioned the previous Mishnah, the minimum quantity of wheat, for example, is half a kav. Well, if that's the case, the amount of bread that you would give to the poor that wandering from place to place would have to be at least a size of a bread that would be baked when we started off with half a kav of wheat, and that is a quarter of a kav. That's how much the bread has, a minimum how much the bread has to be, quarter of a kav. And that's enough for two meals, mozen shtei sudos. What happens lon, says the Mishnah? What happens if the poor person stays overnight in this town? Noisnim loim parnosis lina. He must be given a bed, pillow and cushions. He must be given a sheet, something he can lie upon. Shabbos, if he's going to stay there for Shabbos, noisnim loim mozen sholosh sudos. He must be given a meal or three meals, which a person is chayv to have on Shabbos. Misha yesh lo mazon shtei seudos. If a person already has with him food for two meals, lo yitol min hatamchoi, he's not entitled to take from the tamchoi, from the daily platter. The daily platter, which was given to for food for daily needs, was only given to people who did not even have mazon, food for two meals. However, he could still take from the kupa, that's the weekly allocation that was done every Friday that was given for the poor of the city. He would be entitled to that. Until he has, as the Mishnah is about to say, mazoin arba esrei sudos. If he's got enough food for 14 meals, that means he's got enough for the whole week, lo yitol min hakupa, then he's not entitled even to take from the kupa, which is the weekly distribution of food. Now, why is that? That's because 14 meals will cover him for the whole week. How do you get 14 meals for the whole week? You have the three meals of Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shabbos afternoon. So you've got the first meal, Shabbos, the Friday night, the Shabbos day, and the Shalshudas. Motzah Shabbos, they can't take that into Cheshbon. They can't be included because he's already had his Shalshudas. So then you've got Sunday day, and basically the other 6 days of the week, two meals each day, except for Sunday, because he's already had his meal previously, the Shalshudas of Shabbos. So that's 11 meals to cover for the other 6 days of the week, plus the three for Shabbos, that's 14. Once he's got 14 meals, that's it. He can't take any more from the kupa. He's not entitled to take from the weekly distribution. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'hakupa nigbeis bishnaim, the kupa, the weekly distribution, the weekly kupa would be collected. Gaboi tzedakah would go around collecting for that weekly distribution with two people. You need at least two people to collect it, two treasurers. U'mishalekes bishloisha, but the allocation, distributing the money to the poor of the daily platter, of the tamchoi, the weekly platter, was done with three gaboim. And that's because giving out tzedakah has a din like a judgment. It's like a din ominous, and you're making a judgment as to who you're giving it to, so that needs three dayanim, so it gives out with three. The daily platter, however, the tamchui, was collected with three people and also distributed with three people. Why would it also need three treasurers to collect for the daily platter? And that's because with the daily plate, the tamchoi, right after they collected it, they would do the distribution. And if you only needed two people to do the collection, it would be a bother to go and find a third person to do the distribution. For that reason, it was done with the collection was also done with three dayanim, or three people.